It's time for the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 19, Episode 7, Something Happened. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about who it happened to. And then we're probably going to complain a little bit. Stick around!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't already, go to YouTube, search for AfterBuzz's drama channel. That's where we live. I'm Yael Teagle. I am joined by Taylor Gates.
What's up, guys?
The dancing Taylor Gates.
Always.
Yeah. SVU Season 19, Episode 7, Something Happened.
Vegas title ever.
Vegas title?
Yes.
Or
Vegas title. We're not rolling the dice.
I agree. It feels like, I imagine that that was the pilot name back when they started. They were like, you know, something happened.
Right?
Are we allowed to say rape?
Yeah.
Something happened.
Actually, the original name of the show was like Sex Crimes or something, right?
No, it was, they were told that they couldn't call it Sex
Crimes. Right, but that's like what they were planning on calling it?
No, I don't think they were. I think when they were like describing it to, when they were pitching it, they were like, you know, it's the unit that covers sex crimes.
Oh, okay.
This is based on what I heard at Paley, at the Paley Center when Dick Wolf was there. He said that at no point did he plan to call it that because the unit is called the Special Victims Unit.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Because I guess I just heard it through like the grapevine, like rumors that it was like originally it was going to be called Sex Crimes and it's too harsh or whatever.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
But based on what he said, I think he was like, I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, that would be pretty in who face. Would,
it's on NBC.
Right.
Who would watch it?
I mean, I still would probably watch it.
It's the show. We'd watch it. Yeah, so something happened.
Yep.
Okay. This episode,
it was
something
ambitious.
So again, my biggest complaint is the way that they tried to promote this episode, and then like the description of it still is like Benson reveals a secret. No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. Before we get in, do you want to talk about the hotline real fast?
I do. Yeah, good call. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
For those who might need it, I'm going to pull it up because I still haven't pulled it up. There is a hotline for anyone who may have been assaulted or need someone to talk to. That hotline is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. Good call on doing that because this episode, we're going to say things.
Yeah,
that are not
great. It wasn't really like a fun episode. You know what I mean?
But
sometimes they get wild.
Again, to warn you, we do sometimes when things get dark. This episode, there were parts that were dark, and we will make light of that because that's how we process and get through it.
Yes.
So please consider that your warning. We've given you the hotline. It's the Rain Hotline. Check it out. Thank you for reminding me.
Of course.
Okay, so Benson, they're the same person. Benson was supposed to reveal a secret, didn't reveal anything we didn't know, right? We know that her mom was raped. Mm-hmm. We know that she didn't know her father. At this point, we know that she has a brother named Simon and that Simon's dad was there for him and raised him.
Yeah.
And we know about the newspaper articles because that, like, he kept track of her, the father, because Simon told her so. And then we met the mom at some point.
Yeah, like really, really early on in the show. She was there.
So like, yeah, we know that he cared more about
his son. That they're like, if you haven't been watching this for 19th season, it's going to be crazy. If you have, it's literally just going to reiterate things you already know.
Exactly. I wonder how much of it was, well, people haven't been, who watches a show for 19 seasons
granted,
and memorizes
to
everything?
To be fair, like maybe the good majority of people.
How dare you?
I feel like there's like, but that's true. To be fair though, there are like marathons on all the time on every network, so it's probably more people than you think do remember it. They probably saw the episode on like USA 2 days ago,
Or they watched on Hulu.
Exactly,
and Netflix.
That's a good point. It's like very accessible.
It's not only accessible; it's a show that you can rewatch a billion times.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Most episodes you won't get sick of.
Right, and it's not, you don't this have to one, necessarily watch it chronologically.
This
so.
Episode you definitely will get sick
I
of.
I got a little sick of it, I won't lie, yeah.
I didn't even do a third time.
No. Yeah, it was definitely just a two-watcher viewing, yeah.
Did you, as a second view, did you enjoy it or appreciate it more the second time?
I think so, just because, I don't know, all the details were, like, really locked down for me when I watched it a second time. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, so it just gave me some more clarity on it, because the first time it's like, wait, so she wasn't? Or, like, right. There's a little bit of, like, ambiguity, I feel yes. like, the first time. And so the second time, I was like, oh, that's right. This is what happened. This is what happened. So I didn't like it in that respect, that mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I understand it from start to finish better now.
So before we break down what happened to her, because something happened.
Sure did. Kind of.
Why don't you take care of this fella?
Yes.
So that sounded terrible. I apologize.
Taylor. I'm literally just going to tell you about AfterBuzz.
Great.
So AfterBuzz, our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we will be forever grateful. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you.
Sure.
We're also on iTunes for everyone who likes listening to podcasts. We do not have any new iTunes reviews, but if you write them and emoji them, we'll try to figure something out.
If you build them, we will come and read them.
Great. All right, so here's what happened. When she was little, her sister was abused and she saw it.
Yep.
And got jealous.
Yes.
Let's stop there for a second.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I obviously it's messed up, but I feel like, to the writer's credits of this episode, I think they did a good job developing kind of why she felt that way.
Okay.
Like, I understood, sort of, because she's, like, clearly not all there.
But I wonder if she wasn't all there because of what happened.
Right.
I think she was all there, and then things happened and she stopped.
Right. Well, that's kind of what Benson was saying at the end. Like, oh, he threw a rock in the pond and it rippled and it touched like every member of the family or whatever. So I mean, I kind of understand her perspective. Like, it's obviously not a correct perspective, but it's like, it's a new one. Like, we haven't really seen this before, which is nice.
That's true. That's a very good point
of view. Like, the storyline was fresh. Like, I'll give them that.
Okay, I agree with you. She definitely is something we haven't seen. Because usually when there are sisters, the story is, well, I wasn't abused, but she was. Oh, no, turns out we all were.
Yeah.
So I agree that it's interesting to have a sister who wasn't, who saw it. I understand the idea of, like, in a child's mind being like, clearly daddy doesn't love me.
Exactly, yeah, because it started when she was so young.
Yeah.
So it's just that she never coped with that, and so that just kind of spiraled out of control, and it became, like, obviously a really inappropriate reaction as an adult. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, like, that's sort of logical as a child, in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, it's sketchy, obviously, but
I kind of wish her sister hadn't left so quickly.
I agree.
Because to have them both there would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Especially since we could have added more characters to the story.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And then, you know, to also have to deal with that. Because neither of them have dealt with what's going on.
Right. And at the end, we still get nothing, really. Like, nothing changes, honestly.
Well, she went from a victim to a perp.
Right.
And that was it.
But, like, psychologically for her, right, everything's pretty much the same.
And so the day after her dad's funeral, or the day of, she meets a man who has his watch, who smells like him.
Which, like, how high are the odds that that would happen? That's what I was thinking. I was like, the same exact watch, the same exact cologne on
the cologne. I was like, was it Old Spice? Is it just Old Spice? Everyone wears Old Spice.
I can't, yeah. But that just seems like a lot of coincidences.
Yes.
At once.
So then she goes home with him and murders him.
R.I.P. Greg Harvey.
Why didn't
we get to see Greg's family? That's the thing. They could have, like, expedited it and sped it up, and then we could have, like, dealt with, like, Greg's family, and, like, maybe someone would be on Laurel's side in some weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, we could have made it twisted.
It just felt like there was an intention to do something dark and serious and slow burning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what SVU does.
Yeah.
And so it was disappointing from a viewer perspective because that's not what we expect. And there have been times where we've gotten unique episodes.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because like we mentioned last week during the predictions, we mentioned the one where Elliot mm-hmm. is like interrogating the guy. But the thing is,
did you
like
look up what that one
was? No, but it's like I'm sure everyone remembers it because it's a very memorable episode, but I don't remember what it's called. But in that episode, we had so much of Elliot's own like struggles and personality. And in this one, I think they tried to have it be like, oh, but Olivia, she's so similar to your case. But it just didn't click for me. Like, I don't think it was similar enough to make it like this deep, you know, this deep thing for Olivia.
I believe the episode is from season 6 called Rage.
Yes, I that was on the tip of my tongue. I was like, I think it's Rage, but I don't want to be wrong and like mislead everyone.
That was the episode. I for a second was like, tell me it's not called Interrogation.
No, I don't think have we had one.
I don't think we've had one called Interrogation. No.
We've had, like, a million one-word episodes.
I miss the one-word episodes.
I kind of do, too, because now I'm like, what, like,
something happened.
But I also miss, because for a while they were doing, like, the exact number of letters of the season, which I thought was kind of cool, too. And now they don't do either one, and it's like, where's the pattern?
There is no pattern.
I love the pattern.
Something happened.
Something happened.
Yeah. So I really liked the twist that she murdered the guy. Like, that was interesting.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting if, like, turns out she's been serially doing this.
Right.
You know, I just, because that was a fun twist, which she was like, I saw the scissors and I thought about stabbing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see that she did. I would have, and so that was nice. The discovery of her at the museum at the beginning.
That was great. Really? Not great? I thought it was
Why did you think it was great?
I don't know, because it's like whenever they're like, it was just like kids on a field trip, mind their own business, and they're like, yo, teacher.
There are so many times where kids discover bodies.
Yeah.
There's like the one where they find they're peeing in the river.
Yeah.
I think it's the Hudson River. And they're like, oh, there's a body. It's like prom. And then there's the one where the Boy Scouts trip over the body, yes. And they're like, I'm going to get my medical badge.
Like, the adults just, they don't pay attention, I guess. There was also, like, no one else in that museum. I guess it was, like, early or they rented it out or something.
I feel like it was early because then we spent all day in interrogation.
That's very true.
What did you think of, like, the team being like, you got to get her out of there. It's too intense.
It's like, is it?
I also was like, what is happening? Like, what are we missing that's happening to Benson?
Yeah. I kind of don't understand why we even had everyone else pop in. Like, because
they're regulars and they have to get paid.
I guess. It's true. But they said, like, two lines and they were out. I was like, why would we even... Because it took me out of the story for a second.
Why was Barba there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just came to drop off these files. Oh, an interrogation. I'll watch.
Like you said, they need to get paid, I guess. But it would have been... Okay. So I think that... One of the issues for me is they should have fully, fully committed then. Because we start at the museum, like, only for 5 minutes, but we still start at the museum.
The
like,
way an episode usually starts.
If we start and ended and didn't go out of this room at all and had some other, like, factors that were, like, you know, really stressing everybody mm-hmm. out, and it was just literally, like, three characters, that would have been cool. But, like, they tried to do it, like, halfway almost.
I agree. I think the Benson reveal, I would have liked there to have been some new information.
Yeah.
Like something, had she admitted to like, to what she did to Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, like, because up until this point, we know the truth.
Right.
She admitted the truth and then took it back because he was blackmailing her.
Yeah.
It would have been really nice if at this point she was like, no, I do have my rage. I did this thing and admitted to the stranger what she did.
Yeah.
That would have been a reveal.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we just got stale info.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't anything exciting.
I also think it's interesting to have this episode in the middle of a, like, personal arc happening with...
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're in the middle of what's going on with Grandma Sheila and Noah.
Yeah.
Like, that's building, and we chose to interrupt that to have one lady's story about her father abusing her sister and her being jealous.
Right.
Also, did you catch the sweatshirt part?
Where he brought her back a sweatshirt from his college reunion?
Yeah, and then she was like, I remember I was in my sweatshirt. She's like, but your sister, it was in the sweatshirt or something.
What? I'm sorry, you have to clarify for me.
Okay, so the story was that he brought stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's describing what happened to her, she said she was wearing the sweatshirt, but the sweatshirt was her sister's.
Maybe she just wanted to be real close to her dad?
No, so, like, the that's when Benson realizes that she wasn't abused. That she was watching her sister.
Okay.
So you did not catch it.
Not really.
Saying. Oh, I totally caught it the first time and was like, why is she wearing a sweatshirt that belongs to someone else? And then Benson was like, but you said you were wearing the sweatshirt. And you weren't wearing the sweatshirt. She was wearing the sweatshirt. And
I was like, oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. I didn't catch that.
Oh, I caught it the first time, and then the second time I was like, okay, so it's like glaring us in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like even though it's glaring us in the face, like, since I didn't notice it, like, it was too subtle.
Mm.
Like, make Olivia be like, oh, or like something so I know what's going on.
Like, take a note?
Yes. Or even, okay, if you're going to have the people outside, have them take a note or something.
I would love it if Finn was like, wait, the sweatshirt? Like, that would have been so
Finn
good.
Was useless in this episode. He pops in and it's like, hey, you need to get out. And Olivia's like, nah, I'm good. He's like, okay, I guess you're right. And then pops right back out. Like, what's the point?
Yep, that was this episode.
That was this episode.
We also have some other exciting stuff to talk about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us about the poll that you have.
Yes, guys.
Cause
Yell's hating on it, but...
Well, because you could have... Okay. Tell them what the topic is, and I'll tell you what it could have been, okay. And then we can go through
it. We, like, literally never mentioned Simon ever, so I'm like, let's show our boy Simon some love. So, there's exactly 4 episodes, too, so it works out so cleanly.
Okay, so what is the poll?
What's your favorite episode with Olivia's brother Simon in it?
Great. What it should have been, to tie into this episode, is what's your favorite episode with Daddy who abuses his
Okay,
kid?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make my poll, you're going to make your poll, and then we're going to have a poll about whose poll's better.
I'm not making a poll. But it should have been that one, because there's so many great stories.
That's the thing, though, but when they're like half the episodes, it's like, oh my gosh, I only have 4 choices.
I mean, there could always be more episodes of fathers abusing their children.
All right. Well, before we end the season, I'll do one of those for you because I'm sure we have one somewhere.
Great.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about this season. Maybe. Okay. So what are the 4 episodes in the poll?
Philadelphia.
That's the first one where we meet Simon.
Yes.
And he's the suspect of a rape because he's a pharmacist.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have Florida, another location, which I think is funny.
Florida is the one where he runs away from the people who... It's like a continuation, I believe, of that one. Where he runs away because he's being framed for this murder and or rapes. And we find out what actually happened, that it was the New Jersey captain's sister that was assaulted by her father.
Yeah. Oh, we love those connections.
Great.
We have Screwed.
Screwed? Oh,
the finale of season 8.
It's Luna's episode.
Luna's episode.
Luda. Ludacris.
Luda. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, who's Luna? Yes. Luda. It's Luda's episode.
It's the episode where Luda is on trial and is amazing and tears everyone a new one and brings up Simon for a very little amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That this is like this was all at the same end of the same season, and it was a very, I remember it being a very strong like back half of the episodes.
Oh, the Luda episodes were so good, and they were on recently, and they were, I didn't realize that his trial was not immediately after like the first time we meet him.
Yeah.
I was like, but and then his trial I think is a two-parter.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Luda's so good.
And there's like so much tension between like Elliot and Olivia, because Olivia's like figuring out like, do I tell this guy that he's my brother? And like people are covering for her, and Craig is so angry. It's they're quality episodes. And then we have Simon come back a couple seasons later randomly for child's welfare.
Oh, I hated this.
Really? Because I kind of liked it. Because she meets her niece and it's sweet.
Okay, first of all, what happened to the girlfriend from the first episode we met him in?
Bye.
Because it is a totally different woman.
Yeah.
And second of all, this is the episode where his children get taken away and Benson is doing another case as well about children. And every time she and Bayard Ellis try to help Simon, he goes and messes everything up.
Yes, he does.
It's the most infuriating episode. And in the end, he loses his children.
Yes.
And his fiance takes the deal where she can't get married to him and she could have the kids back, but he can't be there.
Yep. And I remember a very specific detail from this episode for some reason is because he had marijuana in his pocket because he had a like dental problem or something. I don't know why, but I just didn't know that was a thing. Maybe before this episode, and that's always stuck in my brain. This was a couple years ago. I was very naive.
Okay. It was like 3 episodes after the previous time we saw him, because he sees maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
3 or 5 years.
It's been a couple years.
And because they see each other, and he says to her, like, or she says, like, I haven't seen you in like 5 years. And he's like, I know, I got busy. And I was like, you are terrible siblings.
Yeah. Like, you guys got email addresses, you guys got cell phones.
Right, and she's like, I have a niece?
Don't they name it Olivia, too?
Yeah, the girl's name is Olivia.
That's why I like it.
I'm sorry, you didn't call her when you had a baby?
Nah.
And named it after her?
We just named it after her.
That's my issue.
Y'all got Facebook? I don't know. FaceSpace?
Seriously. Face Union?
Face Union.
Take a quick ride over? Ridiculous.
That's the best poll we've done on here so far.
I think so too. Okay. You said you had news.
I do. I have really fun news too.
Hit it. Where is it?
Yeah.
There it is.
TV news.
Guys, SVU is going to be back on September 27th. Thursdays at 10 p.m. now. So a different time slot.
They're currently playing reruns at Thursdays at 10 p.m.
Yeah, they're trying to get people adjusted. And we have the name of the first episode. It's called Man Up. I don't know what it's about, but it's called Man Up.
I'm going to guess toxic masculinity.
I hope so. We should tackle that.
Yeah, we should.
Let's do it.
September what?
27th.
I'm not ready for it to be on Thursdays.
I know. How are we? Well, I don't know how we're going to do this. We'll have to probably find another time.
Yeah, that's a whole other problem. No, my concern is that Wednesdays at 10 was the mothership spot.
Yeah.
That's where the original Law and Order started. This one started on Fridays. It did really well on Fridays. That's where I discovered it. The kid who didn't go out, I was like,
yeah, I was like, usually on Fridays, like, they did not last long, but we are, we're thriving.
Well, then they moved it to Tuesdays. I hated when it was on Tuesdays because election stuff would always interrupt it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I love how we like are like, screw that.
I was so angry. That's why I don't like the Olympics.
When did it start being on Wednesdays?
I don't remember.
Because I watched.
Girl, I can remember every episode. I can't tell you what date it moved to Wednesday.
I started watching season 12 is when I started watching live. And I feel like it was Tuesdays then.
Maybe.
Maybe they're just flipping it every day of the week.
I would like it to be on Wednesday nights at 10.
Yeah.
That feels like our spot.
It feels right. Yeah, this is our turf.
It kind of feels like we deserve it. And I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure they put a Chicago show there. And I want to be like, you don't deserve that.
I got some words
towards
that, but we're not going to say them because we're going to be nice.
Yeah. All right, let's head into predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so we've got some news for everybody about predictions.
Yes.
Oh my god, those lights. So we will not be back until August 2nd.
Yes.
But on August 2nd, we will be talking season 19, episode 8, Intent, which is one of my favorite episodes from this season, if not adding to my list of favorite episodes.
It's not Sending the Clown, so it's not my favorite.
Is that really going to be your favorite?
Yes.
Just because of that last minute twist?
Sending the Clown is a journey from start to finish.
Okay.
I feel like it's no one else's favorite, but it is mine.
This one is on my list of favorites. I don't have a favorite. I have a list of favorites.
Yeah.
Because it's 19 seasons worth of show. So Intent, it looks like, I don't remember what the promo is, but it looks like a wrestler.
The promo, I actually did find the promo, and it's all about it being the fall finale, so it like really didn't matter to this show. It's like, before we go off air, we have one huge, it's like, they call it like the most shocking twist, and I'm like, I feel like that's a stretch, but.
It wasn't the most shocking twist, but it was a good twist.
It was a good twist, yeah, but I was like, okay, you guys have been on for a while, that's a bold claim.
The most shocking twist in 19
ever.
Seasons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If that's it, then Benson better be shot.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go with the most shocking twist, because she has not been shot.
That's true.
She's been shot at. She's never been hit.
Yes. She's been stabbed.
Yes.
In fault. They stabbed her in the neck, and then a kid died, because Elliot was like, oh, Olivia. She was fine. It was like a flesh wound. But...
And she even said, I'm fine, go.
That's such also, talking about good season finales.
I hated that one.
Oh, stop. I know.
I
wonderful.
Hated that one for multiple reasons, and I'm sure you could guess which two.
Overall, boring. That arc, though, because, that was like the peak of Elliot and Olivia drama.
I didn't enjoy the Elliot Olivia drama.
What?
I didn't enjoy the drama part of it.
This is a drama. Did you realize that?
This is a drama? That's
we're
right.
On the
AfterBuzz
drama
channel. Wonderful. I'm very much excited for us to return on August 2nd for Intent. I almost wrote what you wrote. I almost read what you wrote. That's not what it's called. It's not called Wrestler Fight.
I just knew that that was kind of like what happened in it.
It's called Intent.
There's wrestlers in it.
August 2nd. I'm so excited to return.
Yes.
I love that episode.
It's good.
It's a really good
There's
one.
There's not enough clowns, but
luckily,
other than that,
there are no clowns.
We're clown enough for all of
That's
it.
That's true.
You know?
Thanks.
That was quick. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Taylor, can you tell people where to find you between now and August 2nd, but also where to find the poll?
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also host a bunch of other after shows. I'm on Colton Extreme Belief every Tuesday at 8, The 100 every Tuesday at 10, and Younger every Wednesday at 10, and of course... SVU every Thursday at 8.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle, YaelTygiel. And this coming week, not today, but next week, that's how I'm saying it, I will be at San Diego Comic-Con. For all of that coverage, make sure that you are checking out Fanversation. It's fan and conversation and where they meet.
Very clever.
Thank you. We'll see you August 2nd.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.